I already hate this next break that we're about to do, just for the record.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like puzzles, that's why. We put a little brain teaser on our Facebook fan page this morning.
I don't mind puzzles.
Okay.
I don't mind puzzles. I just don't like puzzles that are numbers. I don't like number puzzles.
Gotcha.
Like your Sudoku. See what I did there? Or
you know what we're going to start doing? Here's what we're going to start doing on this radio program. Fill-in producer Candace, you're going to implement this before Polly gets back, and then Polly can continue. We're going to have a little ding sound every time she makes fun of me and my nerdiness. That's the third time already this morning.
That wasn't making fun of you. That was making fun of numbers.
Yeah, and my passion for the Sudoku puzzle.
The Sudoku?
See?
I just did that.
Third time.
I just did that, like, right off the top of my head.
And I know that because I'm a dork and I'm keeping track of the number in my head. So three times this morning. Producer Candace, you just find a little ding sound, okay?
And when I got
you
do one.
No, not that stupid thing.
Oh.
We'll save that for rapid fire, which is coming up at 8:40 this morning.
Shotgun Rider, Country 106.7. I would just like to say the reason that I get angry about it is because I am not good. You know that. At numbers and math. I am good at making up words though. Sudoku. Did you get
it? It was very impressive. It was a shot, but I always say if it's a good shot, I can't do anything but acknowledge the goodness of the shot.
And it was good. I'm using it as a defense mechanism is all I'm trying to say because I don't know of the numbers.
Also, on my day off yesterday, I did spend some time with my book of Sudoku puzzles.
How many puzzles do you think?
Not many.
Listen, I'm not going to make fun of you. I will look at Kate Middleton's hats for like 6 hours a day if given the chance. So it's fine.
The little brain teaser for you on our Facebook fan page this morning, which you get to by going to country1067.com,
yeah,
is simple. I call it the match game.
Okay.
It's an equation that says 6 + 4 = 4.
It's all made out of matches.
Right. Matchsticks
yes.
are making the numbers. So you
yes.
must, if you want to fix this equation, which...
Uh-huh.
is actually rather simple. You must move just one matchstick. Producer Candace
Kendall,
is shaking her head now.
You and Kendall on our Facebook page, you need to shut it.
What
it
did Kendall
easy.
Say?
Oh. You know what? You could just do it and not be so showy about it.
Well, we asked you.
I don't know what the answer is.
We asked you to just post got it when you figured it out. Don't put up the answer, and nobody has. So thank you very much for doing that.
I wish somebody would spoil the stupid thing.
Do you want me to tell you?
Well, I feel like this is what I feel like. I don't have the answer. I never do when it comes to numbers. But I feel like it's not 6 + 4 = 4. Like you have to, there's something tricky and sneaky in it. It's sneaky because it's out to get you, like all of the math.
Not really.
Okay.
But okay.
See?
Anyway.
Well, how about when you gather joy out of my math stupidity?
I never have.
For that, too.
Actually, I thoroughly enjoy being your math boss. I do. Every time you need an equation solved or some multiplication done, you ask me, and I thoroughly enjoy that role.
Sometimes when I say, Farwell, like, what's 6 × 3? He looks at me like, you're joking, right? This is a joke. You actually know the answer. That's a tough one. Okay.
6 + 4 = 4. You must move one match to fix the equation. It's on our Facebook fan page right now.
Well, can you tell me, please?
I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to spoil it for the listeners. Let them go check it out themselves. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk. We'll give the answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I don't know. The problem is, after I stare at it, I have good intentions and I look. I'm like, I'm going to get this. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Don't care.
We'll do it tomorrow at the same time.
I just want to look at
ish.
Kate Middleton's hat.
Tomorrow morning, because it's now 8:26. And fill-in producer Candace is like, whoa, is this what producer Polly has to deal with all the time? Because you guys are late. Late. Anyway, tomorrow morning, 8:20, we'll tell... Don't put it on the Facebook page, please. Play nice. And we'll talk about the answer tomorrow.
Share if you did it like a boss. Shut up. Farwell, shut up. And the puzzle could shut up. And so can Kendall.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.